Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm here speaking with David Shipley. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Money Matters for Financial Freedom is a book that David and Leslie Shipley created. They've been very successful, left corporate life, working at IBM and your own company, doing major kinds of things. You'll be able to tell us about that. And then I think got into the real estate world and have $350 million worth of real estate under their reign. And congratulations. And you want to share what you've learned. So as I said before, by the time I get off this phone call, I'll know what to do.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Tell us a little bit about your background and actually why you're passionate to share your success with others.
Yeah. So, I was worked in corporate America for about 30 years. My wife, also had a regular 9-to-5 job. We both, middle class lifestyle. And we started on a path a few years ago to create financial freedom. And along that journey, we got so excited about it, started telling our friends and family about it, and decided this was our chance to give back and show other people how to achieve financial freedom in less than 5 years.
Okay. A millionaire mindset? Do we think green?
Well, we talk about this in the book, and here's the thing. We, we're taught as by our parents and by the school system, we're not taught a millionaire mindset. We're taught to get a job, put your money in a 401k, hopefully retire someday. That's not going to get you to financial freedom. So you got to shift your mindset and start really visualizing what you want that life to look like, that beach on the house, that Lamborghini you want to drive. Start thinking about all the things that you want to, have in your life.
Okay. So, I imagine, a good way to start is to read the book. First of all, where can people get the book? And give me the exact name of it.
Yes. So you can get the book on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It's Money Matters for Financial Freedom. You can get it either paperback or electronic version.
Okay. Now, what would be the first step, would you say? Or what are you saying in the book to begin your, understanding that you're not happy with the way your life is right now?
Yeah, I think the first step is that whole mindset, the mindset shift. But then you got to start setting some goals and taking massive action to create streams of income. So we talk about in the book how to create multiple streams of income to achieve that financial freedom.
Okay, so in the process of that, people have most. Have a hard time having one financial freedom, and that's usually just their job, and they at least think they can't do more. Can they do more?
Yeah. See, the thing is, people think that you got to have a lot of money to make money, and you really don't. So you can create. I would almost say, if you got a 9-to-5 job, create a side hustle. Go do your first stream of income. That could be a rental property. You could start a business online with little or no money. There's lots of ways to create streams of income. Just go create that one side hustle. You don't have to quit your job and start creating some streams of income until eventually you've got enough income that you've covered all your expenses and you don't have to work anymore.
So, there are people, I think, in your situation, you went into real estate, right? Was that your first change in your life? You switched, a career, or you didn't switch? How did you do it?
I think that, for us, that was a big shift. We started investing in multifamily apartments, and we just started small. We bought one, and it covered our car payment. Then we bought another one, and it covered our house payment. So you eventually get enough of those streams of income going, and you've covered all your expenses. Then next thing you're financially free. I would recommend real estate to anyone. You can start small with a single family. You can go into multifamily. It's a good, actually kind of conservative way to create financial freedom quickly.
So how does someone go about to do that? So you have, I have ownership. I own a condo and co-op here. And so I have a tenant, say I have a job and I'm making my, payments in my regular life, but now I do want to, branch out and grow, and I've decided to make real estate. Do I take a mortgage? Do I mortgage my house, a second mortgage, or how do I get money to put a down payment on another unit?
Yeah, so there's lots of ways to do it, and really with not a lot of money. So you can go buy another single family to get a stream of income going, and you can actually get a hard money lender to come in where you don't even have to. You have to put very little down, so you don't really even have to go through a conventional lender and qualify and all that. There's lots of hard money lenders out there that'll let you jump in and just with maybe a couple $1,000 go buy another single family that'll create income for you.
So I mean that my eyes are wide open. I'm not aware of that. So. How do you go about finding somebody that would, give you money to go buy a piece of property without going through all the banking and all that kind of stuff that's quite exhausting?
Well, the first step is buy our book and read it. And we actually talk about this in the book. There's actually lots of hard money lenders out there. They're easy to find. So that's the first step is, people think you gotta, go put 10 or 20% down payment on one of these. You really don't. You partner with someone to do the hard money lending, and then you really don't have to have hardly any money at all to do it.
Well, so that's good news.
Yeah.
and you're in the book. I know this. But you're open to share this approach with others. But as an author now, okay, you've done well, you've succeeded, but now you've decided to share that with others and your contacts, right?
Absolutely.
That's good news. I mean, and that's forthright and quite honorable. Who said go write a book?
Well, like I said, this is our chance to give back. We don't really need to make any money from the book. We're just trying to get our message out there and teach others how to create financial freedom. We're so excited about it that we want to teach others.
Okay. Let's say we switch off of real estate. Any other suggestions that you'd like to share as ways to make some extra money?
Yeah, absolutely. I would recommend starting an online business on the internet. You can go sell your own ideas. You can sell other people's ideas. You can sell other people's products. It's really easy to set up a website and start selling product online. That's a quick stream of income that you can do. Even if you're working 9 to 5, you can go set that up. That could be one of your side hustles. So we talk about that. We talk about, you can do speaking engagements. You can write books. There's lots of ways to create streams of income.
How about these multi-level marketing programs? What's your thinking in that regard? Some might say a pyramid concept.
Yeah, and we cover that in the book also. I would recommend it. Now you have to be very careful and very selective, because there's lots of pyramid schemes out there where the only person that makes the money is the guy at the top. But there's other very reputable ones, and we actually give some websites and things like that in the book that show how to go research that. And there's really some very good ones out there. You just got to be very careful and selective about how you choose those.
Okay. How about what kind of time commitment do you think it takes to become successful here?
Well, we teach in, this isn't an overnight success thing. So this is legitimate. You got to work hard. It's going to take you a few years. We did it in 3 years. We teach you in the book that you can do it in less than 5 years. But you got to get those streams of income going. So it's not a get rich quick scheme, but it is a steady path to financial freedom.
What are some of the potential hardships that occur because I don't think any business just is straight success, that maybe you guys incurred or that you think people could incur but should work their way through?
Well, here's the thing. You're definitely going to hit obstacles, and we talk about how to overcome obstacles and turn obstacles into opportunities. It's not all going to be easy selling, but the point here is you got to be able to get back up after a setback. And we talk a lot in the book about how to run a multimillion dollar business. So a lot of the obstacles you'll run into, you can overcome that with hiring the right people and how to manage those people. We talk about all that in the book.
Okay, what was your toughest challenge in this process?
I would say working a full-time job. We both had full-time jobs, and just finding the time to go create some of those streams of income. So when we first got, for example, into real estate, we were working during the week. We would set up a card table on the weekend in front of the TV, and we would pay the bills and do all the invoices and run the we were doing everything. We were running the whole show. So I would say it's kind of finding that extra time to go create some of these streams of income.
And having a good team. Okay, real estate, I don't know, my grandfather in it and know a little bit about it. You have to watch your properties. Are all your properties close by the house where you live?
Well, initially they were, and now we've branched out. We're kind of all over Texas. So, but we have a full team in place. We've hired lots of people to manage that. So, when you start small, you need to keep it close to home. When you get bigger, you can afford a staff to go, run everything for you. So then you can start getting economy of scales of doing that.
All righty. Well, congratulations. You have a website, too, for your ShipleyProperties.com, right? That's about
you. We do, ShipleyProperties.com. You can go take a look there. It tells a little bit about ourselves, and also you can actually buy the book off of that website also.
All righty. Great. Let me ask you one other question because we're involved with the we asked many people what does peace mean to them, and we're finishing, we can put it out next week, a movie called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. We're into the peace movement for many years and this positive
right.
life-affirming content that we do with our good news for 21 years. The world is nice. It's a good place. We're promoting that.
yeah, that's awesome.
I love it. I'd like to ask you, David, what is hope? I'm going to ask you hope, if that's okay. Peace, love, or hope. But I think hope is what your book is about. So that's my overall impression, hope. What does hope mean for you?
I think hope is getting up every day and being happy with your life and living in a world where everyone else is happy and getting along. You know, it's all about experiences. It's not about the money. It's absolutely not about the money. It's about the freedom to do what you want. And you know, we have a hashtag Shippy Gives Back that we now give lots of money to all kinds of different charities and meaningful events. That's what it's all about, is being able to give back like that.
Excellent. David, I know that about you, and it's all good, and very honored to have an opportunity to speak with you. And best of luck with this book. And I think best of luck means that a lot of people become financially successful. So
absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thanks for having me on.
And to your wife. All righty. You take care. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.